Haynes EMT describes his powerful experience of helping refugees in Greece. And Skagway readies to host the largest cruise ship yet. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories up next. Every month, thousands of refugees from countries including Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq make dangerous trips in overcrowded rafts seeking a better life in Europe. The Greek island of Lesbos has been inundated with refugees for months now. As European leaders struggle with how to handle the influx, volunteers from around the world are on the ground in Greece to do what they can to help. As KHNS's Emily Files reports, a Haynes EMT just returned from about 4 months in Lesbos, providing medical support.
An intimate look at the international refugee crisis as men, women, and children cross over European borders by the hundreds of thousands.
The refugee crisis has been an international news story for a while now. Eric Kotcher says he didn't know much about it until a nonprofit called Remote Area Medical asked him to travel to Greece in November and help investigate the need for medical care. Shortly after he arrived, we tried to talk on Skype.
Well, we head out in the morning and we drive along the, there's a dirt road that goes along the northern coast, and we'll see all sorts of activity along that road as we go to the medical clinic that we work out of, which is on the far end.
But Kotcher's internet connection wasn't very good, and we were cut off.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
We picked up the conversation when he arrived back in Haynes this month. He described more about what he and his team would see every day on the shores of Lesbos.
You know, raft after raft would be coming. So when refugees came off the rafts, they often would be wet, cold. Some of them would have medical issues.
And describe what kind of rafts they're on and how many people are on the rafts and what condition they're usually in.
Really poorly constructed rafts. Some of them had even just been made or glued together. Apparently you could smell a fresh glue on some of them. They could probably comfortably hold 20 or 25 people, but they would come with between 50 and 70 people.
The rafts were making illegal trips from Turkey. Refugees have to pay smugglers to take them on the fairly short but dangerous trek between the two countries. Kotcher says the refugees were visibly relieved when the flimsy rafts pulled up to shore in Lesbos.
It was very powerful to see, you know, to see people come off those rafts and immediately get down in prayer of thanks. And you could see the stress and the tension they were under sort of leaving them.
But the refugees' challenges didn't end in Greece. Many surrounding countries have closed their borders or put strict limitations on who is let through. Kotcher says there have been accounts of Macedonian border guards beating people who try to cross over on their way to Germany or other countries. Germany was the goal for an Iranian refugee couple Kotcher stayed in touch with after meeting them in Lesbos. They told him they were fleeing political oppression and imprisonment in Iran.
And they had some really difficult times. They snuck across the border a couple of times, but then they were caught. They were sent back. They were beaten. They were stuck, you know, 17, 18 people in a one-room place in Athens trying to figure out how to get across the border. And they finally did make it to Germany, the fourth attempt.
The couple told Kotcher over Facebook that a smuggler got them fake Afghan papers, and that's how they were able to get into Germany. Kotcher says he understands the refugee crisis can give people compassion fatigue. It's hard to wrap your head around the suffering of millions of refugees.
And it really struck me as how I couldn't take in the individual struggles and challenges and pain and suffering until I actually witnessed it day after day after day and heard the stories of people and saw what they were going through and saw the efforts that people had made to get away from and to get to a place of safety. I mean, think about if our kids here in this community were being subject to being bombed and explosions going on and killed in any number of ways, wouldn't you, of course you would move away, and you would take some major risks to do it.
On the question of whether he'll go back, Kotcher says he isn't done volunteering his time to refugees, but he's not sure he'll return to Lesbos.
I'd almost rather go back to a refugee camp in Jordan or someplace like that and work with an established medical clinic that's there. It was difficult, and you often felt like your skills weren't that needed. I mean, a lot of us did a lot more non-medical and medical stuff.
In the meantime, Kotcher says he'd like to share his experience and talk to people about the impact of wars in Syria and Afghanistan and the need to accept the people fleeing that violence. For local residents interested in hearing more, Kotcher is giving a presentation at the Haines Library Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Royal Caribbean's Explorer of the Sea is scheduled to dock in Skagway this summer. It's the largest cruise ship to land in the gateway to the Klondike by about 1,000 passengers.
Experience that's at the center of each ship, featuring shopping, restaurants, and pubs. But step outside and prepare to be truly amazed.
At over 1,000 feet long and 160 feet wide, the mammoth cruise ship is on Skagway's roster this summer and next. With nearly 4,000 passengers on board, it'll be a modern-day stampede on May 23rd, the first day the ship arrives in port. The Explorer of the Sea boasts 15 decks, 10 pools, bars, shops, restaurants, even a rock climbing wall.
With a vacation on board our Voyager class of ships, you'll never be at a loss for a new onboard experience.
Blaine Merrill works at the Skagway Chamber of Commerce and is a 25-year resident. He says the larger ship will be a boon to Skagway's economy, but with it comes challenges.
I think it's a really good thing. If they spread it out pretty, you know, more evenly through the week, I think it will help every business to function better, and I think sales will be stronger that way. It's hard when you compound the problem by adding, you know, 10, 12,000 people a day. It's a little too congested.
Having thousands of visitors in town at once isn't new. Merrow says a few times a week during the summer, Skagway is flooded with 10,000 people jostling for position at local shops, restaurants, and attractions. The Explorer of the Sea is scheduled for every Monday in Skagway from the end of May through September. On its first day in town, it will share the port with three other ships, bringing in a total of around 7,500 passengers, along with about 2,000 crew members.
You know, when you've got that many people within an eight-block radius where the shopping is all done and where people, you know, convene for eating and all that stuff, it's a lot of people in a small space.
But Merrill says Skagway business owners adjust as needed and continue each season to provide a one-of-a-kind experience. For the most part, he says residents are thankful for the tourists because it's how the majority of them make their living. Up until now, the biggest ship was the Ruby Princess, which holds around 3,000 passengers. The municipality is currently in the process of deciding what to do with $7 million in state money that was allotted to the now-stalled Gateway Project. A floating dock that could support even larger ships is on the wish list for that money. Tyler Rose works for the community's biggest tourist attraction, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. He says that while cruise lines book their own routes, communities try to recruit ships that they think will be beneficial. Rose says the trend is leaning more towards these larger vessels.
The cruise industry is a worldwide market, and these are our mobile assets. And so where they put them, you know, is important, and we try our best to attract those ships to our port here in Skagway.
Rose says White Pass has made improvements and upgrades at the port to house the larger ship.
We're extending a mooring dolphin off of the railroad dock to accommodate, as well as some bollard upgrades and a few other minor improvements to the railroad dock structure.
As for Skagway's capacity during the really busy days, Rose says the train ride up to White Pass offers a relief valve for congestion, as do the myriad of other excursions that take guests out of town.
As far as overall capacities, I mean, I think that, you know, everyone is looking towards growth. I don't know what the limit is. I mean, folks probably would have said 20 years ago that we were close to capacity. There's still opportunity for growth if we're able to work in concert as a community towards that.
The Explorer of the Sea makes its debut in Skagway on May 23rd. The first cruise ship, the Crystal Serenity, arrives on April 29th. Coming up this week on KHNS, we continue with our series Aging Southeast, and we'll give you an update on the outstanding national resource water bills winding through the legislature. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.